We'll go ahead and get started. Amen. We have a word to share with you tonight and something for you to take away with you so that you can be better to yourself, your family, a better servant of the Lord God. Amen. And just do what the Lord says to do. Amen. Praise God. I want to talk tonight about what I tell them in healing class, I said, I've got to stop going on these rabbit trails. So I might be on a rabbit trail tonight, but I want to end up with you knowing the importance of praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Using that gift that you had. So the Holy Ghost is a gift from the Father, and you can use it as a tool or a weapon. That's what you need to understand. It's something that you have. If you're here and you're not filled with the Holy Ghost and you've not received the baptism in the Holy Spirit, you can do that before you leave. Ask God for it. He will fill you and will help you if you desire that help in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that as we come together, got a ring tonight in the name of Jesus, we thank you that the anointing is upon your word. We yield to the unction and anointing of the Holy Ghost. And Father, we thank you that the ears and the hearts of the people are ready and anointed to receive this life-changing word. For it is a living word in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 So we have several scriptures. And what I want to do is to establish the fact that we have to pray in the Holy Ghost. And God is a spirit, and we communicate him by the Spirit. Jesus came as the Spirit and then the Holy Ghost. So we have a Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And then we establish the fact that we as an individual have three parts. We are what? Spirit, soul, and body. And so we have to know how to communicate with God. If I wanted to talk to Tyrone at school, I couldn't just holler, "Hey, Tyrone," and he'd hear me. But he would have his phone maybe, and then I could call him or text him and communicate with him that way. So we can't just out of our heads actually communicate with God. It's by the Spirit. And that's why sometimes it seems like our prayers are not answered, because we're trying to do it in the natural. And God is a Spirit. We are a Spirit, and we communicate by the Spirit. Can you say amen? Amen. John 4:23-24. So I'm on my way. It's my desire to get you to the point where you can see that it's important for me, when you say me, yourself, that you pray much in the Holy Ghost. And like I said, if you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, determine, I will be. I receive this precious gift. Amen? Amen. But when the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Not that natural man. And so much, I remember watching something on television, and the people were praising and singing, and I'm saying it. It's just so fleshy to me, it seemed. I don't know what was in their hearts. And then I just recently watching something, and I don't know if I should say this, and you know, it might be recorded, but just watching something, and my husband was turned down, the music was going. He said, "Look what she's wearing." And, you know, Bishop said, Hilliard said, "I look from the neck up." But, I mean, she was dressed like they do for the Academy Awards. I just leave it like that. Amen. And so, I don't want to go there. They that worship him must worship him in what? Spirit and in truth. John 17:17, the last part of that verse, and you don't have to try to go there to put it up, but the last part of that verse says, "Thy word is truth." Say it, "Thy word is truth." So if I worship him, I must worship him in what? Spirit and in truth. Okay, I listened to the singers singing, and I was blessed, and they were practicing for the choir, and I was blessed. Don't tell them, the choir members and the choir director, but I'm saying to myself, why are they spending all that time trying to learn somebody else's song when they've got the songs in them? But I said that to myself. All right, and then he says, thy word is what? Truth. And then let's go to John chapter 1, because we're going to get to praying in the Holy Ghost. That's where we want to go. We want to get to praying in the Holy Ghost and the importance of having that gift and using that gift regularly, daily, all day. Hallelujah. And so he says now, those, say that's me, that worship God shall worship them in spirit and in what? I didn't hear you. And then we said, God is a spirit, that word comes again, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And then John 17:17, last part of that verse says what? Thy word is truth. And then we come to John chapter 1 and says, in the beginning was the what?
Word.
And the word was? And the word what?
Word.
And now it just said thy word is truth, and then it says the word was God. So God is truth. Jesus is truth. Everything about them is truth. Amen. You know, I don't care how modern it gets, we can't change it. I don't care how modern it gets, it may be 2050, but we can't change the word. Amen. Amen. And so he says, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him, verse 4, was what? Life, and that life was what? The light of men. So the word brings what? Life and light to you and to me. Now, how am I going to get that light to shine? Kenny gave a very good example of light and using the light on prayer line this morning. He said, if I have a flashlight and I don't shine it, and I'm in the dark, you know, I'm in the dark. But if I have that flashlight and I turn it on, I get the light, and those around me also get what? The light. And he said, the light is in me. So when I let my light shine, what? Those around me are blessed by that light.